Two White Elephants. By Godfrey Bloom. The demise of the serious defense correspondents in MSM have left the nation exposed to geopolitical military mistakes of epic proportions. Jonathan Beale at the BBC and Lucy Fisher at the Times are splendid Gilbertson figures of pomp and ineptitude. The former no doubt would be more comfortable at the Jewel Advertiser, the latter on shoes and handbags at Hello Magazine. One wonders what the criteria of their selection was. Or perhaps ignorance of the subject of national defense is part of a conspiracy to destroy it. Nothing exposes the incompetence more than the horrific sacrifice of the UK defense budget to political delusions of naval global for grandeur. The late John Keegan and Claire Hollingworth would have nipped the idea of two aircraft carrier groups in the bud. I was given the wonderful definitions of strategy and tactics at RMA Sandhurst attributed to General Patton. A bit dated, but you will get the drift. Quote, strategy is how you persuade girls to come to the cinema with you and sit in the back row. Tactics is what you do when you get her there. Let us go to first principles, something nobody seems to have done before these two horrendously expensive lemons were commissioned. The first question always for national defense is, what is the threat? Relatively easy when the Warsaw Pact countries were both militarily and ideologically lined up against the West. The military, industrial, congressional complex cannot accept the Soviet Union has gone, along with the threat. The dollar trillion par budget has its foot on the throat of the American taxpayer. The US State Department has imperial ambition of Napoleonic magnitude. The CIA keep the antagonism permanently on the boil with fake information perpetuated by an unquestioning Western MSM, and the US geopolitical strategy in the Middle East is masterminded by Israel via their powerful lobby in DC. NATO is now expansionist and has a forward policy right up to the Russian Federation's border. This means abandonment of any pretense at a defensive posture envisaged by the founders of NATO. The EU is a military man of straw which leaves America as the global protagonist. 900 overseas bases and 200,000 overseas personnel. On borrowed money. Suicidal politics of which Eisenhower warned 50 years ago. Russia has been driven to military cooperation with China, their natural strategic enemy. American policy has added confrontation in the South China Sea and weaponization of the dollar. Where does that leave the UK? Britain is a regional power, no longer a world power. Where then and from whom is the threat? Not Russia, they have no interest in conflict, nothing whatsoever to gain. Nor are their defenses now anything but just that. A land force to be reckoned with, but not a naval threat. China likewise, unpleasant regimes admittedly, but not militarily hostile beyond historic border skirmishes. India can take care of itself, as can South Korea and Japan. A carrier force is about the projection of power. The US has 11. But they are an imperialist power reminiscent of the British Empire over 100 years ago. The British do not need nor can afford imperial projections of power. The invasion threat is from illegal immigrants from the continent. Perhaps fishery protection is another priority. We need insure protection, more marines and constantly upgraded and efficient submarines. Goodwill visits are important. Frigates and destroyers can do this, as can a state-of-the-art royal yacht. The excuses are already coming. The carrier forces are not fit for purpose, nor will they be in the foreseeable future. If they are to be deployed, they will need support ships from other countries, so they lose any hope of independent action. This renders them valueless. Imagine relying on the French or Italians to sail with the UK for a mission solely in Britain's interest. Think Falklands. A war which could have been avoided with two conventional submarines on station. Carriers are too valuable to be aggressively deployed in any event. Remember the old adage, there are submarines and there are targets. Britain needs strong defenses, an effective air force, territorial army and navy equipped for the threats of today, which are much closer than Russia or China. The two carriers will be mothballed by 2025 when the obvious truth is recognized. Copyright Godfrey Bloom 2020.